big fashion label headquartered in the neon heart of New York City, Times Square. I'd gotten the job through a friend who worked there and was struggling to plan her upcoming wedding. Her desk was littered with notebooks, post-its, and scraps of paper a couple of inches deep. It looked like one of those manic conspiracy map rooms that you see in crime shows. I'd been looking for a way to repay her for getting me this position. So one day, as I saw her scrounging for yet another wayward note, I awkwardly offered to show her how I used my notebook. She turned to me with raised eyebrows, and to my surprise and horror, she took me up on the offer. Gulp. What had I gotten myself into? Sharing my notebook was like offering someone an unadulterated look into my mind, which, well, yeah. A few days later, we went for coffee. My clumsy tutorial took a while. I felt deeply vulnerable exposing how I organized my thoughts, the symbols, the systems, the templates, the cycles, the lists. To me, these were the many crutches invented to support a faulty brain. I avoided making eye contact until I was finished. Mortified, I looked up. Her gaping mouth instantly validated all my insecurities. After an excruciating pause, she said, "You have to share this with people." After the awkwardness of that tutorial, it took a lot more prodding for me to share my system. But over the years, I found myself fielding shy questions from designers, developers, project managers, and accountants about my ever-present notebook. Some asked about organizing their day-to-day, so I showed them how to use my system for quickly logging their tasks, events, and notes. Others asked about setting goals, so I demonstrated how they could use my system for structuring action plans to tackle future aims. Others just wanted to be less scattered, so I showed them how to neatly funnel all their notes and projects into one notebook. It had never occurred to me that these solutions I devised could be so widely applicable. If someone had a specific need, it was easy to modify one of my techniques to support it. I started to wonder whether sharing my solutions to common organizational challenges might help others avoid, or at least mitigate, the frustration I had endured earlier in my life. All well and good. But if I was going to open my mouth again, there would have to be no more awkward freestyling. I formalized the system and streamlined it, stripping away everything but the most effective techniques that I had developed over the years. Nothing exactly like it existed, so I had to invent a new language with its own vocabulary. This made the system significantly easier to explain and, I hoped, to learn. Now it needed a name, something that spoke to its speed, its efficiency, its heritage, and its purpose. I called it the Bullet Journal. Next, I launched a website featuring interactive tutorials and videos that walked users through the newly minted Bullet Journal system, also known as Bujo. I smiled when the site passed 100 unique visitors. To me, this was mission accomplished. Then the unexpected happened. BulletJournal.com was featured on lifehack.org, then on lifehacker.com, then in Fast Company. And from there, it went viral. The site went from 100 to 100,000 unique visitors in days. Bullet Journal communities sprouted up across the web. To my astonishment, people were openly sharing their approaches to dealing with deeply personal challenges. Veterans shared their tactics for coping with PTSD by tracking their days in their bullet journals. People suffering from OCD shared ways to distance themselves from their overpowering thoughts. I was touched hearing from those like myself suffering from ADD as they shared how their grades improved and their anxiety diminished. In the often toxic world of online communities, these bullet journal groups created incredibly positive and supportive spaces, each focusing on different challenges, all using the same tool. Sandy stumbled upon bullet journaling in May 2017 through a video on Facebook. Lack of sleep and caring for a toddler left her extremely disorganized and forgetful, which is not how anyone would normally describe her. Thoughts ran through her mind like squirrels. Had he slept long enough? Were his immunizations on track? When was that preschool application deadline again? As soon as she put one task to rest, another popped up in its place. She felt stressed and demoralized. Did other moms know something she didn't? So when she heard about an organizational system requiring just a notebook and a pen, she felt she had nothing to lose. The first step was to create a log of everything she had to do that month. She wrote each family member's schedule in separate columns. They all worked irregular hours,